So with pre-op evaluation, we're doing our usual complete exam. We'll get a CAT scan for everybody. Here's an example of a fellow who came in for orbital decompression. He's got typical findings of Graves' disease with thickening of the extraocular muscle and lucency of the fat. But then on a coronal scan, he has Graves' disease and he also has a mass in his sinus. One of the things that's kind of cool for us is we now have phaco in oculoplastics. And it turns out that there's an ultrasonic surgical aspirator that works pretty well, and you can see here, takes away bone and doesn't affect the soft tissue. This is on a neurosurgery, but it's still a helpful thing. You can use this. It's nicer than the spinning burrs that we use to remove bone because it doesn't catch the soft tissue at all. It seems to be a whole lot safer. Unilateral orbital decompression can cause some globe dystopia. Now, lateral orbital decompression is one of the things that's kind of nice because unless you get into the brain, it seems to work out quite well for us and has lower risks than some of the others in terms of inducing diplopia, which is one of the things we always are afraid of. So there's options to go through a lid crease or to go through a canthotomy or to go transconjunctivally. I looked at my own patients who had had transconjunctival decompression because it hasn't been published. And most of these patients also had medial wall and some had some fat removed as well. And essentially, we use a transconjunctival incision like you would do for a blepharoplasty or other things and just extend it superiolaterally. And then we can get subperiosteal exposure of the lateral orbital wall and get back posteriorly. Unfortunately, it takes a couple of people to do this. So I have to have an assistant who's there holding the globe with a malleable retractor and then also holding the lid with a Damar in order for me to get where I want to be. Assistant's important. I have to have a headlight. I like the ultrasound better. And we use bone wax in the deploy.
The program continues.